the pony story continues here. Because as soon as the princess had tickled the brown trout, she had something to eat. And that put her in much better humor. She found a way of cooking the fish. She found a way of building a fire. She found a way of eating. And the horses anyway had the most beautiful grass, so there was nothing wrong with them. And the princess began to feel that she was certain to find the person of her dreams in County Limerick. Because that was what it was all about. It was a quest to find...
Dad?
Yes?
How would she be able to find a friend in County Limerick? Because then that would be the end of it. We still have the scissors to come in handy, don't we?
Yeah, we do, and Donegal is a long way from Limerick, so I can tell you that all I was really saying was that the princess felt sure that she was going to meet her best friend in County Limerick. And then there was a noise. There was suddenly a noise, and across the fields came four horses that she'd never seen before. Four beautiful stallions. They were all male horses, huge, strong, bigger than ponies. They looked like they had never ever been beaten in a race in their whole life. The horses came charging over and the ground shook under their feet. And the horses came to a grinding stop right in front of Crystal, Diamond, and our other two friends. Yes, they were now...
Crystal, Diamond, Sparkles, and Silver.
Yeah. Crystal, Diamond, Sparkle, and Silver were met by four stallions, and the only thing the four stallions wanted to do was to race. They were used to winning. None of these stallions from County Limerick had ever been beaten in a race before, but they desperately wanted somebody to race because they were fed up racing with themselves. So you know the way horses talk. They quickly arranged a race between them. And the four ponies turned to the princess as if to say, "Help us, help us. We have no chance in this race against these four brute, huge, massive stallions from County Limerick." And the princess looked, and she actually smiled. And she thought it would do her own ponies good to be beaten in a race by the stallions. It would teach them a great lesson, and they wouldn't be cocky again. It would be good for them to lose the race. So she simply smiled and allowed the race to get ready. Now, there was consternation between Silver and Crystal. They knew that they had to do something really quick, otherwise they were just going to lose. And as for the other two horses, the other two ponies, they knew that they had very little chance. Of the four of them, Crystal was the most relaxed. She thought, "Well, you know, I usually lose races when we race among ourselves." I think Crystal was mainly good at jumping, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't really good at racing. She was really a jumper. And anyway, these stallions...
And she doesn't have to take a runner on a jumping.
No, she can just take off straight off. Strongest jumping horse that had ever been invented. Oh, yes. She wasn't so bothered. She expected to lose the race, and she knew that Silver would beat her every single time. The stallions, on the other hand, were proud, strong, cocky, and basically a bit fierce. And they had been eating the grass of County Limerick for a very long time, and Limerick was the place in Ireland where horses had a reputation for being incredibly fast and beautiful. In fact, everybody used to say in those days, whenever the stones were talking among themselves, they always said, "The stallions from County Limerick, they're the fiercest of all." Anyway, the race started. The race started, and the princess took a bit of pity on her poor ponies. She decided she didn't want them to finish last in the race. She didn't mind if the stallions won, but she didn't want the stallions to finish one two, three, four. And then her four ponies to finish five, six, seven, eight. But she actually knew exactly what she wanted to happen. She wanted her ponies to finish the odd numbers. Or no, the even numbers. And the stallions could finish the odd numbers. Now, if the stallions finished the odd numbers, what numbers would they be? Right. So she was quite happy that the odd numbers, the four stallions, would finish
1, 3, 5, and 7.
Exactly. And the other ones, and the other ones would finish even numbers.
2, 4, 6, 8.
And 8.
And 10.
Well, they couldn't finish 10. There were only 4 of them.
Okay.
So that was what she was hoping would happen. But soon the race was off. The race was off and the stallions were on home territory. So very, very quickly the stallions were into the lead. And there was no catching them at all. The four ponies were left draggling behind. They went around the field once. And the race was going to be going around the field 10 times. That was the race. But the stallions were so fast. They got half a lap of the field ahead at the very beginning.
So at the very beginning, they got 5 laps all done.
The first 5 laps of the race, the stallions were way in front. By the end of the 5th lap, they were a whole lap ahead. The ponies didn't give up. They kept on going. But every step of this race was hard. And the stallions looked as if they could keep going forever and ever. And then something amazing happened. Overhead, 3 birds were circling the field. 3 birds were looking down and chatting among themselves. They were hawks. They were the kind of hawks that hunt mice in the fields. In between the corn, they dive down and grab at mice and take them away and eat them. They were incredibly good hunters. And they watched what was happening. And they actually thought that the stallions were much too cocky. So they decided they would have a little bit of fun. The first hawk dived down. And dived down and went right underneath the front stallion. Right underneath the stallion's tummy and out the other side. And as it flew underneath the stallion, the wings of the hawk tickled the tummy of the racing horse. Well, now, if you tickle the tummy of a racing horse when it's in full flight, what do you think happens?
Rolls over?
No. It would be racing at the full fastest it could possibly go when suddenly its tummy is tickled.
He would get slower.
It went up in the air. Huh? It jumped. The stallion jumped. It got such a surprise. The last thing a racing stallion expects is to be tickled underneath his armpits. Well, you know where a horse's armpits are.
Near his tummy.
Near its tummy. Just where the hoofs join on with the rest of the body. So up in the air went the stallion. And at exactly the same time, or just a couple of seconds afterwards, the second hawk flew down and went right under the second stallion, who also went flying up in the air. And by the time the third hawk had swooped down and tickled the stallions, 3 of the stallions had jumped up in the air and had started jumping and jumping.
What about the fourth one?
The fourth one went on alone.
What was the fourth one not ticklish?
The fourth one was not tickled. There were only
3 stallions.
No, 3 birds. 3 hawks swooping down. Now it was clear which of the stallions was going to win the race. Way out in front was one of the stallions. And the other stallions were hopping around laughing, and they couldn't stop themselves laughing because they had been tickled so much by the hawk. and the ponies caught up. The ponies saw what was happening and they felt encouraged, and they got stronger and faster in the race. So at this stage, three of the ponies passed the stallions. So now, what did we have? Who was in front?
I bet Crystal was behind.
Well, the one who was in front of all the stallions was way out in front. But who was second in the race? Who do you think was second, suddenly?
The ponies?
Yes, it was a pony who was second. But who would you think would be second? Who was the fastest of the ponies? Who do you think?
Sparkles.
Sparkle is right. It was Sparkle, closely followed by Silver. The slowest one was Crystal, and the other one was the one whose name I can't even remember right now. Diamond. The race continued like this, and way out in front was one stallion, and it looked to the hawks as if the stallion was going to win. And then they thought of a funny little trick they would play. All three of the hawks went up in the air and they dived down, and at the same time all three of them landed on the back of the stallion. The stallion had a rider. The rider were three birds, and the stallion had never had three birds on its back before. It was very strange. The three birds started what?
To steer the pony.
Yes, well actually what happened is...
Their hair.
One of the birds got the bright idea of jumping up and landing on the stallion's ear. And as soon as the first bird landed on the stallion's ear, a second bird landed on the other ear. So now the stallion was running along with a bird on each ear. And do you know what the third bird did?
What?
Third bird jumped right on top of the horse's head. Well, this was too much for the poor old stallion, who slowed down and came to a halt. He had never been ridden like this before, and he really didn't know what to do. So he thought the best thing he could do was stop, because he was actually afraid that something extraordinary was going to happen. And slowly, the ponies caught up. The ponies realized that something very strange was happening. First, they'd seen the other horses jumping up and down in the field and had smiled and had overtaken them. And now they had seen that the stallion that was way out in front had slowed down to a canter. And the three ponies were galloping. Oh yes, they were galloping as fast as they could. And the stallion was only cantering, so it didn't take long for one to overtake the other.
When is the stallion gonna slow down to a trot?
Well, just as they rounded the bend, the very last bend in the race, the stallion slowed to a trot. And then they were into the straight. Suddenly it looked like the four ponies were going to win the race. Suddenly the four stallions realized that this was not possible. They couldn't be beaten by four ponies from the kingdom. That's a name they called Kerry, the kingdom. They would not be beaten by the ponies from the kingdom. The pride of County Limerick was at stake. And at the very last minute, the four stallions of the River Shannon shook themselves into action and went racing after the ponies. There was a mad dash for the line, and all in a split second, all of the horses finished as if they had all finished on top of each other. But of course they didn't.
They finished as a draw.
They finished.
And then finally Crystal came along.
Well, I have to tell you, would you like it to be a draw?
I want
or will I tell you what actually happened?
What happened?
It was close to a draw. You could almost couldn't see a thing between them. But actually, they finished 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And the first one was a stallion. And the second one was a pony, and the third one was a stallion. And it went on that all of the stallions finished in odd numbers and all of the ponies finished in even numbers. But they were all exhausted. A miracle had happened. Exactly what the princess had wanted to happen had happened. She just couldn't understand it. This was pure magic, and she thought that she had come, that County Limerick was the most magical county that she had ever been into in her whole life, because what had happened had worked out exactly as she wanted it. She had absolutely no understanding what the county, how it had happened that County Limerick had given a result in the race like that. But there was one thing certain, that she wanted to stay in this county, because in this county, everything that she wanted to happen would start to happen. The end.